USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices and inflation continue to hurt everyday Americans, the Commerce Secretary says the United States is the only economy in the world that's stronger now than before the pandemic. Gina Raimondo noting the nation's economy is seeing its best growth in nearly 40 years.
It's really important that we take a second to realize that this is great news and this is, you know, very strong economy.
Her comments come after it was announced the country's fourth quarter GDP increased by 6.9% compared to last year. Retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is appearing with President Biden at the White House. The liberal justice is stepping down after nearly three decades on the high court. This is USA Radio News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran owned, service disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
A COVID-19 vaccine requirement kicks in today for millions of healthcare workers in about half of the United States.
The COVID-19 mandate will start in the states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said it won't immediately resort to penalties for health facilities that have a plan to try to achieve full compliance by their staff. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Ford Motor Company will stop taking orders for their 2022 Maverick pickups starting today. The stay on orders will continue until summer when the 2023 model goes into production. Consumer demand has been high for the Ford truck that has a starting price of under $20,000. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Thursday is Holocaust Remembrance Day, in which the world honors the memory of the 6 million Jews and other victims killed by the Nazis throughout the 1930s and 40s. Margaret Freelander survived imprisonment at a concentration camp in the Czech Republic. Speaking through translation on Thursday, she raises concern about anti-democracy advocates using anti-Semitism to fuel their beliefs.
100 Jahren sehen.
I've had to see how symbols of our exclusion by the Nazis, the so-called Jewish Star, Star of David, are shamelessly being used today by the new enemies of democracy.
A report by the World Zionist Organization and the Jewish Advocacy Council found 2021 had the most reported anti-Semitic incidents in a decade, despite no Jews being killed in those incidents. Spotify has pulled left-wing rocker Neil Young's music from its platform after the performer demanded that the company either remove his music or blacklist Joe Rogan and his popular podcast. Young making the demand in protest against Rogan interviewing medical experts who criticize United States COVID-19 policies. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.